Parsha Vayakel. The Talmud derives the 39 categories of labor, malacha, which are forbidden on Shabbos, from the verse in our Torah reading in this Parsha, which begins, these are the words. These are the words. Our sages explain the type of labor that was performed in the construction of the Mishkan, of the sanctuary, is considered labor that is prohibited on Shabbos. The fact that these 39 categories of forbidden labor are derived from the labors performed in construction of the sanctuary leads to the understanding that these 39 categories, which are archetypes for all the types of work we perform, are integrally connected with the work necessary to build a sanctuary. Now, so what does the Rebbe say? Without Chassidus, what do you say? Oh, that's just a dictionary. The word melacha is what was used in the Torah to build the Mishkan. The word melacha is what says you can't do on Shabbos. Also, it's the same thing. Says the Rebbe, it can't. Chassidus says it can't just be random, like a dictionary term, that this is what you can't do on Shabbos. It must be, according to Chassidus, that Shabbos and the Mishkan are inherently related. They must be deeply connected. That's why the term is used for both of them. You understand? So now we're going to learn in the short talk here of the Rebbe, what is the inherent connection between building a Mishkan and what you can do every 7 days of the week. As is well known, all teachings of the Torah do not reflect mere chance relationships, heaven forbid. Instead, when a lower concept is derived from a seemingly unconnected source, the source and the concept thus derived are intrinsically one. They must be one. In this instance, connection is twofold. A, 39 categories of labor forbidden on Shabbos are rooted in the labors necessary to construct a sanctuary. In other words, all the types of work that exist are sourced in, and in a spiritual sense, descend in a chain-like process from the labors through which the sanctuary was built. In other words, like this. From a source point, from Hashem's perspective, whatever you can't do, whatever is considered malacha that you can't do on Shabbos, comes from what Hashem wants you to build in His Mishkan. So the Shodesh is the same. And B, therefore, the aim and purpose of all types of work, including labor that does not directly involve a mitzvah, is reflected by the verse, know Him in all your ways, to fashion a sanctuary and dwelling place for Hashem through them. There's a famous line in psychology which says, if you want to know where someone's heading, look at what motivates them. If you want to know where someone, what someone's doing, where they're trying to, what's their agenda, look at their motivation. Here the Rebbe is saying that both the source and the goal is both connected. Why? Because Hashem wants you to build a Mishkan in all that you do, every day of the week. And we're soon going to see how Shabbos is connected to it. Chapter 2, page 21. This concept helps us understand why on weekdays, certain aspects of the divine service, for example, a Torah reading and additional prayers, are minimized in order to not diminish the time available for work. Moreover, commenting on the verse, 6 days a week shall you labor, our sages teach us that this constitutes a positive commandment. Let's pause for a second here. Do you know that? Does anybody know that to go work during the week is a mitzvah? You know that, Ellie? Sure, to go to work during the week is a mitzvah.
Wow.
That's what Chazal say. To work during the week is a mitzvah. What does that mean? At first glance, how can this be? Why is such importance placed on ordinary work? The answer is because there is no such a thing as ordinary work. As explained above, the ultimate purpose of all forms of labor is to create a sanctuary for Hashem through them. This principle enables us to understand that all work is a mitzvah, and that a person must constantly toil in these efforts, as it is written, man was born to toil. This is why carrying out our day-to-day mundane tasks is important. The difference between the entire world and the sanctuary is merely a difference between the potential and the actual. The sanctuary was a sanctuary in actual fact. Hashem's presence was visibly manifest there, while the entire world of the sanctuary merely in potential.
concept that leads to our mission. We must utilize every moment for labor, which, as explained, transforms the potential for holiness that the world possesses into palpable reality, as at every moment we are charged with the directive, know him in all your ways. What does this mean? First of all, we're not focusing, it's a famous line I always love to say. Don't look at Shabbos as a vacation from your week. What does that mean? That means when you take your phone and you recharge it, you don't say, I'm giving my phone a break. Is that what you say? Does anybody think? No. What do you think when you get when your phone, you're recharging your phone? I'm recharging it so I can go back to use it. You don't think that it's giving the phone a time off. No, your phone needs to be used. Now it needs to recharge, so I'll put it away so that I can use it again even better moving forward. That is how we're supposed to look at Shabbos in a certain degree, which is that Shabbos is not just a day off where we run away from the week mundane work. Oh, let me go away to an island of time called Shabbos. No, that is, there's a truth there. But equally true is that Shabbos is a recharge for the next 6 days of the week. Hashem defines melacha as the melechas ha-mishkan to let you know that what a person is supposed to always be doing is, you're supposed to always make a mishkan for Hashem. Everything you do. And that's why it's a mitzvah to go to work during the week. Because when you go to work during the week, you're building a mishkan for Hashem on Fifth Avenue. Or on, Ocean Park, whatever place you are work. Hashem doesn't want to remain in some ideal world, in thoughts, in faith. Hashem wants to be in this physical world. And you do it when you go to work. And you use your work for a divine purpose. You do a mitzvah in your work. You use your money that you make to give tzedakah. You have a pushka in your work. Anything you do, you share a dvar Torah with your people before you sign the deal. Anything you do, bringing Hashem into the mundane, into your business transactions, into your work, you're building a mishkan in your office. And that's what Hashem wants to do. He wants to be present in your office, in your life, in your day-to-day schedule, in your running of your, to-do list. That's what Hashem wants. He doesn't want to be in heaven somewhere, meditation. So the melacha that Hashem says, it's a mitzvah to do during the week, you're building a mishkan every single day of the week. If so, why is a mishkan a holy place and your office is not a holy place? Says it, but there's one difference. In the mishkan, it's an actuality, and in the office, it's potential. So Hashem gives a mishkan. We should have a prototype of what our office is supposed to look like. What our car is supposed to look like. What our to-do list is supposed to look like. The mishkan is that holiness in this world already palpable. And today we don't have a mishkan. So what do you have? Gemara says, since the mishkan was destroyed, the Torah, that Hashem dwells wherever there is Torah being learned. So for example, now you come over here. You come for the hour a week. You learn Torah. The Torah that we learn here is palpable. It's much more, it's real. It's felt, it's inspiring, and that helps us to go out in our own homes, in our own offices, other 6 days of the week, the rest of the time, to do the same, to bring Torah, to bring Kedusha, to bring holiness, to bring meaning into every single day's action. That's the point. So life is all about doing the malacha. It's a mitzvah to do the work during the week. That is the reason why we are connecting Shabbos to Mishkan, because life is all about building a Mishkan, and even what you can't do on Shabbos, it's because Hashem wants you to bring Kedusha into the 6 days of the week. But the term Melacha, what you're supposed to do every single day of the week, supposed to go work, it's because Hashem expects us to go bring Hashem into the world, making the whole entire world into a temple. So to answer Tucker Carlson, he got it wrong. We don't want to build a third temple on Temple Mount alone. We want to turn the entire planet into one big temple, including Tucker Carlson's house and backyard. and office. Every part of this world.